Witnessing anti-American protests in Jordan, Nada Ati, Medium. Trump's foreign has a ripple effect across the Middle East. Donald Trump shocked the world when he publicly recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel at the end of 2017, reversing 7 decades of American foreign policy in a matter of minutes. Acknowledging the obvious is the first step to bringing a lasting peace between Israel and the Palestinians, he argued. But Trump's administration was isolated in its decision as its European and Arab allies called for the United States to drop its recognition to avoid adding new elements of tension. World leaders from France to Saudi Arabia to China cautioned Trump that his announcement was a gift to extremists. Widespread demonstrations were expected and, in fact, ensued. I recall the palpable, lingering sense of loss and uncertainty in the atmosphere when I stepped outside of my apartment in Amman, Jordan on the Friday morning after Trump's announcement. The situation in pro-Western Jordan was particularly sensitive since the majority of the population descends from Palestinian refugees and King Abdullah's Hashemite dynasty is the custodian of the Muslim holy sites in Jerusalem. Throughout the day, I took note of the amount of men wearing keffiyehs, checkered black and white scarves worn as a symbol of Palestinian nationalism, as they rambled about their daily business. I took note of the worn-out sedan that cruised down the road waving a Palestinian flag through the window while honking. There were reports of protesters crowding outside of the American embassy and demanding its closure throughout the Arab world, and Jordan was no exception. The American embassy in Amman instructed Americans to keep a low profile and avoid crowds as Jordanians huddled outside the building to protest. Despite the embassy's warnings, I couldn't miss what was taking place and went to the demonstrations to observe anyway. As an Arab American with Palestinian origins, I never felt threatened or unsafe, but my world did feel like it turned in on itself and crumbled. I held a Zoom H5 microphone and recorded the anti-American chants Jordanian and Palestinian citizens shouted. A myriad of voices reduced to one echo charged with hope and rage, "I'm coming for you, my enemy, I'm coming." From every house and neighborhood and street, no American embassy on the Arab land. Either freedom or martyrdom. They clapped and danced. Young men tried to throw rocks but were abruptly stopped by security forces. Volunteers passed out drinks and sandwiches. There was a calm and reassurance that permeated the crowd, a sense of solidarity grounded in a shared history and narrative. It was cold outside but no one complained. People drove for miles and miles to be there. "What does Jerusalem mean to you?" I asked a young bearded man in the crowd who withheld his name. His family moved from Nablus to Amman years ago and Jordan is all he has ever known. "Jerusalem is my land. It's my blood," he answered in Arabic as we stepped to the side of the mob to talk. This, all of this, it's only a mild way that expresses all of the feelings of the Arab people. We know there won't be any effect from the protests we're going to, but it's a way for us to express our thoughts, he said. "How did you feel after hearing the announcement?" I asked another protester. This time, I got a name. It had a lot of meaning if you ask me. It's as if he was saying, in another way, there is no return for you. Call us, that's it. Even the return, through this move, they took it away from me, Hazem al-Alfi, a businessman in his 30s, said. "We don't want to cause trouble or participate in violence or anything, on the contrary, we want peace. Our primary goal is not to regret our inaction in the future. When our sons ask us, 'Baba, what did you do when they took Jerusalem?' we can say, 'My love, we went out and did what we can.'" This went on every day for 2 weeks, but gradually, the crowds grew thinner. Less intense. At the end of December, the Jordanian cabinet introduced IMF-guided tax hikes that raised value-added taxes on hundreds of tariff items and lifted subsidies on bread in the economically challenged nation. Slowly, but surely, Jerusalem became a distant memory and another symbol of a colonized history in the Arab consciousness. Rahat al-Quds, Rahat Palestine. "Jerusalem is gone, Palestine is gone," became the new song people sang when the topic came up in conversation. Activists didn't stop organizing, but their focus shifted. Even though Jerusalem faded into the background, the sentiment of disapproval of American foreign policy remained contemporaneous. Here's how Rakan Hassat, an activist with the leftist Jordanian People's Democratic Party and opponent of normalizing relations between Israel and Jordan, put it: "Here in Jordan we have many peaceful guests, especially in Amman. But we also have many NGOs that are working on the westernization of our education, heritage, culture and community by putting their hands in every process we as Jordanian are dealing with. For me, I don't want to see an American teaching me how to deal with my problems while my own country brothers here are unemployed," said Hassat. Bilateral relations. It's no secret that since Donald Trump took office, his policies and administration have emboldened and polarized groups. Trump and many of his key policies are broadly unpopular around the globe, and ratings for the United States have declined steeply in many nations according to a Pew Research Center survey spanning 37 nations. Most Jordanians register an unfavorable opinion and confidence in the American president to do the right thing. The survey reported that confidence in America dropped to a record low 9% after Trump's election and that with the exception of Israel, America's image is largely negative in the Middle East. I made this clear to Senator Lindsey Graham when he visited the kingdom. When I asked him if the aversion that the Jordanian public feels towards Americans and American foreign policy in Jordan is a matter of concern for the administration at a press conference in February, he insisted that Trump's strategy was misunderstood. Jordan is a key member of a United States-led military coalition against Islamic State extremists in neighboring Syria and Iraq, and maintains discrete security ties with Israel. I will just say this to the people of Jordan, Graham responded. We have been here for a long time and we're not going away. The security relationship between the United States and Jordan is central to the United States' national security and we are heavily invested in Jordanian security forces. The Republican senator from South Carolina visited the country with Democrat Senator Christopher Coons after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson signed a 5-year agreement promising Jordan $1.25 billion annually until 2022. Despite Trump's threat to cut aid to countries that condemned his recognition of Jerusalem, this memorandum of understanding actually increased aid to Jordan, one outspoken country condemning his decision. This is a recognition of the relationship and between the U.S. and Jordan, Graham continued, making it clear that although the disapproval of American policy is obvious, it doesn't necessarily affect bilateral relations. Jordan is not a democracy but a constitutional monarchy, and although the majority register critical views of the United States, Jordanian and American officials have nurtured a strategic alliance which supports the Jordanian economy while protecting American interests. The prevailing view is that the country's relationship with the United States will be unchanged over the next 5 years.